MGP. And I'm a first-time dad. All right, thank you for joining me again for this podcast. This is episode 6 of First Time Dad, where I chronicle my journey into the wonderful world of parenthood. So for this episode, I will be discussing in detail something I mentioned in the previous episode. This is about baby's smiles. My baby boy right now is almost 3 months. There's a few more days till he reaches his third month on this planet, in this frequency, in this world. So anyway, one of the things he can do on his third month is coo and shriek, which is the topic of the previous episode. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out after this. And aside from cooing and shrieking, babies can also smile. So I think the baby smile is evolution's way of ensuring that a baby survives. Because the smile, you know, I think it's something universal. Like, for example, the nod of a head, you know, does it really mean yes? I mean, I think, you know, some cultures maybe have, you nod your head, it means something else. It doesn't mean yes or good morning or a gesture of recognition. Like, you nod someone's head when you recognize someone. You know, I think things like that, although they are common among all humans on this planet, you know, different societies might have assigned different meanings for the simple nod of the head, but the gesture of smiling, I think, the act of smiling, which is a uniquely human, not uniquely human, I mean other animals smile too, you know, but the act of smiling in human beings, I think, is universal. There is never a negative connotation of a smile. I mean, in every culture, in every period of human history, even if you go back to the time of even before Homo sapiens, like Neanderthal or Homo erectus, you know, I mean, I don't have the scientific proof to back it up, but I'm, you know, I would bet that the smile back then is the same as the smile right now. It means someone is happy. It means joy. It means something good, a good feeling inside you. And it translates into the movement of your facial muscles to pull your lips up and give you a smile. And I think that is a beautiful thing to consider. That God created the smile. It's for people to enjoy each other. You know, it's a gesture that you can't assign a meaning to it. Like, you can suppress it, sure. Like, if you have rules, like, you can't stand in front of the emperor or the king with a smile on your face. You have to be serious. You have to look serious, you know. Those things are imposed by man. You know, you have to have some kind of decorum for political people, you know, kings, emperors, presidents. You can't just go into his presence. You just can't come into the presence of royalty or high office with a silly grin on your face. You know, that's considered disrespectful, but that one is imposed by man, you know. I think the basic human meaning of a smile is pure. It means no disrespect. And even if someone falls down, you know, and people around him smile, you know, a person fell down and also just shrug it off and smile, you know, like, oh, it was an accident. That's funny. Yeah. You know, it's just something universal. Let me just go back to the topic at hand, which is my baby smile, you know. When a baby smiles, you know, it's like they know they're cute. They're not really aware that they're cute, but, you know, they know that people like it when they smile. So they always smile when they see you. And, you know, my wife, I sense her frustration a lot of times when she's feeding the baby. Sometimes the baby won't stop crying. You know, we did everything, changed the diapers, made the baby more comfortable, but won't stop crying. So my wife gets frustrated when that happens. So she'll be frustrated for a few minutes, but, you know, when the baby smiles at her, yeah, she can't do anything. It's like, all right, so I'm going to erase all the bad things I did just based on that one smile. So no matter what a baby does beforehand, you know, if he cries like a brat or what, but when he gives you that smile, you know, everything's absolved, you know, right? It's a blank slate now. You're so cute, something like that. So, yeah, this is the age that the babies do that. So, there's a difference, by the way. There's a social smile, which is what we call the smile that the baby gives when it interacts with people. So, there are unconscious smiles that babies do, and the cutest of those are when they're sleeping and they smile. You know, it's like when they're dreaming of something funny. You know, babies understanding, you know, it doesn't reach that level yet. I think they see humor and things, but it's really nice to think about stuff. What could it be in the baby's mind at this particular moment in his sleep to be able to smile like that, you know? And sometimes I make up stories, like maybe he's talking to his older siblings because, you know, we had three miscarriages before this one, so he's probably chilling with his older siblings, right, in heaven or wherever he is at that time. So taking into account also that babies are not yet fully here on this frequency in the matrix, you know, they're not yet fully here. They still have, you know, half of their body on the other side. So you can just imagine what those things are on the other side and make him smile like that. So those are nice things to think about, but they belong to the unconscious smile as opposed to the social smile, which is more of a conscious smile. So when a baby recognizes your face, and when it wakes up in the morning, it's in a good mood. You know, when a baby looks at you, like when my baby sees me in the morning and he becomes fully awake, he's kind of smiling, he's gonna start cooing and shrieking. That's his way of playing with me. You know, he wants me to know that he recognizes me, and he's making those sounds. I don't know what he wants to say. I wish I knew what he wants to say, but he keeps up making a lot of sounds, and it makes him seem like he's communicating, especially with the facial expressions that he does. You know, his smile is really genuine. You know, I think babies and old people are the only ones who can pull off smiles with no teeth, you know, like completely toothless smiles. If they're really genuine, you know, real beauty in it, you know, makes you think that, you know, teeth are not really required for a good smile. Teeth are for eating food, you know, or tearing meat. But to give a good smile, you know, you don't need teeth. Look at babies and old people. When they smile and it's pure, it's a beautiful thing to behold. So, you know, another thing babies and old people have in common is that they almost can pull off Crocs, you know. And doctors and nurses, I guess, because I see a lot of doctors and nurses wearing Crocs. Maybe it's the comfort that should prevail. It's not style that should prevail, it's comfort. So, you know, doctors and nurses wearing Crocs, old people wearing Crocs, you know, old people and babies. That was my point, but I got derailed because I thought about, yeah, when the last time we were at a hospital, I saw a lot of nurses and doctors wearing Crocs. So, all right, so don't count that Crocs thing anymore. So let's just keep it at that. Toothless smiles and completely toothless smiles can only be pulled off by babies and old people. Yeah, the topic of this podcast, by the way, is a smile, the baby smile. So we're going to end there with a smile on their face. So let me play for you some soundbite of my baby doing his thing. And when he does this, he has a smile on his face. So here we go. All right, so yeah, that was my baby. He can move mountains with that smile, you know. His parents would do anything for him just for that smile. So babies, keep smiling. And if you can listen to this, smile at your parents more. You know, they give you everything. So give them something that they can gush over, which one of those things is a smile. All right, so you can send us a message at firsttimedadpodcast@gmail.com. That's 1ST for the word first. So that's 1ST. timedadpodcast@gmail.com, no spaces, or search for First Time Dad GP on Facebook. That's at first, the whole word, FIRST, Time Dad GP is my name on Facebook, and give it a like and follow if you haven't already. You can listen to First Time Dad on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms. Also, First Time Dad is part of the Philippine Podcast Directory. Like and follow us on Facebook to check out other great podcasts from other Pinoy podcasters. So until the next episode, This is GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.